guys. Good afternoon, and welcome to the 330 Sports Show. My name is Justin Coffin. Today is Thursday, March 31st, 2022. And you know it's the end of March because it's spring in the morning and it's winter at night. And yesterday was the complete opposite. So you never know what you're going to get. Before I introduce our guests, I do want to tell you guys about our giveaway. If you didn't see it on our Facebook page, we're going to be giving away straight up. There's no purchase or anything. All you got to be doing is following the 330 Sports Show on Facebook and just leave a comment under the post, and that'll enter you into winning this Bo Pelini and Jim Tressel autographed YSU football. So with that said, I'd like to introduce our guests. They are joining us in studio today. I'm going to kind of go around the horn and just kind of introduce everybody, and we'll get more in depth into you guys in just a minute. So let's start with Vicki Dugan. Vicki is the fundraising coordinator for, is it Rowan's Memorial Fund?
That's good. We've actually just switched it to Rowan Sweeney Memorial Foundation.
Rowan Sweeney Memorial Foundation. Okay, very good. And so, well, that'll take us right into David Sweeney, who is Rowan's father.
Yes.
So we'll talk to David plenty here coming up in a minute. We also have Matt Bradley, who is going to be the kind of the baseball coordinator for this fundraiser coming up. And we have Patty Sandlin, who is also a committee member on the Rowan Memorial Fund. So first of all, thank you guys for coming in and joining us.
Thank you for having us.
Absolutely. We are on behalf of, Joe and myself, I think everybody out there in at least our community knows a little bit about the story of Rowan. And, we'll get into that as much as you're comfortable talking about that. However, we want to talk more about and focus on Rowan's life and this park that's going to be created in his honor and his memory. So let's just start with this. Tell us a little bit about some of your guys' favorite memories and what kind of kid Rowan was for those that might not have known him.
So Rowan was, he was the life of the room. He had a smile that lit up the room. He was so full of just happiness and joy. I mean, he was just like any little kid. He had dreams of what he wanted to do. Mm-hmm. He just enjoyed his family. He loved his family. He loved pleasing everyone. One of the most important things I think is he was very excited to become a big brother. And, he is a big brother still, and he did get to become a big brother, and he got to hold his baby sister. But Rowan just from the day he was born to all the way up to preschool, he loved to interact with people, especially other children. His daycare, his preschool, he had so many friends there, so many memories there, and that's what we want to carry on is his life and what Rowan was all about.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Great memories. So for the rest of you, obviously we know, David probably, obviously the closest with being your father, but, what are some of your guys' memories of Rowan and your connections? Why don't we start with you?
Rowan was actually my grandkids' cousin. So they played a lot.
Yeah.
They were always together. Riley and him were real close.
Yes, they were.
They are close. Riley still talks to Rowan.
She does.
It's really bizarre, but she does talk to him. I remember when they were at the baby shower together, they were all out playing in the on the slip and slide.
Yeah. Oh, he
and
loved
they
slip
had
and
so
slides.
Much fun. Yeah, they were having a really good time.
Anything outside or involving other children, he was all for it. He maybe a little shy at first, but I mean, once he broke that show, he was there. He'll hold your hand right away. I mean, he was so, so loving and so caring.
That's great. Yeah.
Unfortunately, I never got to meet Rowan, but just the story and what happened was it just hits you right in the heart. And it's like, I think for Matt too, like we just wanted to do something, to honor him. And when we found out about the park and just do something, you know, to teach our kids that there's other things bigger out there than yourself, and just, you know, to honor him. And
that's fantastic. Yeah that's fantastic. So similar for you as well. Yeah, Matt,
we didn't unfortunately get to meet Rowan. Sure. We actually met David and Vicky recently as we kind of got this project going. But you know, I think, you know, any parent, and especially in our community of Struthers, you know, it was one of those deals where you just remember where you were when you mm-hmm. heard about it, and it resonated. And, you know, we wanted to, like Patty said, do what we could to help out and do our part.
Mm-hmm. And I think it also speaks to show how many lives Rowan has touched,
yes.
how many people that
didn't even meet him.
Yeah.
That,
how many
yeah.
people that want to help, you know, continue his legacy and honor him. I think it speaks a lot to who Rowan was.
Well, and you know, just you guys being here and raising this money and trying to create this park for in his honor just shows a bravery and showing that it's more you know, it's bigger than all of us. You know, this is honoring his legacy. And so, you know, you had mentioned the slip and slide. Obviously, that's outdoors. So let's talk a little bit about this park.
Yeah.
And the kind of the big grand plan for this thing. So tell us about the park and how that kind of came about and where it's going. And it's a loaded question, but
yeah,
you know,
yeah.
we'll start with the basics.
Well, we have, you know, we did extensive, you know, research and opportunities on, you know, the best place and everything available for this park. And we announced back in November that we were teaming up with Boardman Township Park, you know, to help foresee and, you know, mm-hmm. this park vision and everything. And I think the biggest thing about this park is, you know, we wanted a place for children of all ages, all abilities to be able to come play. You know, you enjoy your day, you enjoy your time, and you know it's all because of Rowan. And, you know, you think of a park, okay, you know, parks are everywhere, but we didn't want to just stay at any park. You know, we wanted, you know, some top-of-the-line, top equipment. And so a lot of this equipment that will be at this park is specifically made for inclusiveness, you know, all-inclusiveness for, like I said, children of all ages and all abilities. So we want everyone to be able to enjoy. And, you know, we also at this park, we want to honor other children who have lost their lives, whether it was violence, whether it was anything, because no child deserves to not be here anymore. And that's really the big vision of the park, is just a place to bring everyone together in honor of Rowan. And, you know, I know that's our main focus and project right now, but after the park, I mean, we won't stop there. We will keep his foundation going forever, work on other projects, other things in the community. You know, that's our main goal. We just want to get out there, help people in the community. You know, we want to make the world a better place, and we want to do it through Rowan's name, because he doesn't get the chance to do that.
That's fantastic. So Vicky, Matt, Patty, whoever wants to jump in on this too, what is this park, or, you know, this big idea that you guys had and this plan you're putting in place? What does this mean to you guys? Whoever wants to take that.
Whoever wants to jump in.
From the fundraising point, I think our community, we're talking about Matt and being with the fundraising and doing their part with the community, but the community has been behind us 110%, I think.
Yeah.
Every fundraiser we have done, every event that we have done, there has been people, there has been new people. It's not always the same people, I think.
I think
we hit a lot of the community, and a lot of the community, different businesses. Depending on the event, there's just always somebody out there that is new that is there to support us.
Yeah, I think we've hit every age group and everything we can to get everyone involved in some kind of way in a year's time, you know.
Right.
Yeah, and it takes a team to do this of stuff. So Patty and Matt, what do you guys think about this? Like, how have you guys come on board and become involved? And, you know, what's your role in all of this?
Well, I think Matt kind of came with the idea for the Home Run Derby, which is like how we came on. It was through this fundraiser, doing this Home Run Derby and this event to help with the park. So just seeing what they've done is so inspiring. Like Vicky said, the fundraisers they've done, the community stepping up. Anytime, you know, I heard something, I'm like, oh, I'm going to try to support that and go to that. And then when Matt had this idea of we can do something, you know, right. Like it's great to support and, you know, we can do something. So when he came up with the idea and we all kind of just were going in different directions with it, I was just really excited. And I was like, let's do it. Let's, you know, whatever we can do. So.
Okay. Very good. So Matt, I definitely want to ask you about this home run derby because I'm very curious, you know, the winds that are back today, you can get some big flies going, yeah. Especially today. But this is from, and correct me if I'm wrong, an independent home run derby. Is that correct?
Yes. Okay. So Vicky actually came up with that idea. It was brilliant. We had the idea of the home run derby, and it got ironed out with Boardman Park in our initial meeting to discuss the event. We were concerned about, you know, what if so many communities and so many teams want to participate that we just can't house it all in a day. And so Vicky had the idea, well, we can just do different satellite home run derby. So if a community wants to participate, they can do it at their own time, at their own location, at their own pace, and kind of set their own rules to it.
Sure.
So basically another concept, you know, we're doing it on the weekend and a lot of boys and girls are playing travel ball at that time. Mm-hmm. They already have obligations. So just the idea to adapt it to a situation where it's not all taking place at one location on one day, you know, local leagues and local teams can do it at their own time and leisure, how mm-hmm. they want to do it. So it's really able to be adapted to every team, every coaches, every player's, you know, needs based on the schedule. I think that what we hope is appealing to area teams is, it's not hard to do this,
right?
You know, it'll be an easy thing for you to set your own terms. Mm-hmm. The questions I've received about how to do this or how to do that, you know, what's the distances or this or that, we just said, that's up to you.
Okay.
You know, that's really, you know, you
so it can be modified for
absolutely
someone that's older, yeah, for someone that's younger.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay.
So my 7-year-old daughter is going to hit pretty close to the fence.
Yeah.
You know,
right.
And, you know, more so than my 11-year-old son. So.
Okay. All right. Very good. Very good. This idea sort of reminds me of something when I was in Little League, we used to do something called a hit-a-thon.
That's where it came from.
And then you know, you would go out and collect mm-hmm. pledges, basically.
Yeah.
So that's sort of the whole idea here.
It stemmed from that, but, you know, just base hits aren't as exciting as dingers.
Exactly, yeah.
So
get that uppercut swing.
So yeah.
So we figure, you know, it was originally going to be a hit-a-thon, and then it kind of, you know, it's just more exciting to hit homers.
No
so
doubt.
We said we'll move home plate as close as we need to and let them rip.
That's awesome. As a former coach myself, something we would always encourage and try to get, you know, our players together was just team bonding activities. Mm-hmm. Now, whether you're a coach, whether you're a boss at a business, this could be a fun thing that you guys could do to raise money for a great cause, but also have a little bit of fun with your team. I mean, it could be a track team that goes out and does this, mm-hmm. and like instead of a practice, it could be, you know, after tax season, you know, hey, it's nice outside. Let's go outside and let's go to a baseball field, hit some home runs.
Yeah.
So, am I missing anything with that, or is that kind of what you're thinking?
I mean, we've reached out to adult softball teams. Mm-hmm. We have. Boys and girls of all ages, from varsity athletics down to coach pitch. So, you know, the appeal to it, we didn't want, you can't put something out there that people are like, well, how are we going to make all this work? You decide,
sure.
You know? So we're hoping obviously this year, in years beyond, to continue to expand it. We're excited about the start. Mm-hmm. And I think once people see it this year, you know, even if they don't participate this year, if they catch it, you know, a short time from now, they'll be like, you know what, next year we could do that. That's not difficult.
Yeah.
That's an easy way to contribute
and
be a part of something that, you know, that's pretty special.
Very good.
Yeah. And besides the baseball aspect of it, also on that day, you know, we're going to have a community event. So, you know, anyone can come out and, you know, we're going to have vendors. We're going to have food concessions. We plan on having a kids area, you know, maybe face painting, bounce house, all kinds of stuff.
Yeah.
We want, you know, people.
She's calling me out a little bit there. You know, that's my area, is the kids area. So I've got it. It's going to be fun. It'll be a fun day.
We just want, you know, whether you're participating in the baseball aspect of it or not, I mean, you can come out and spectate. We just want everyone to come out and have a good time and support a great cause. There's going to be plenty to do. And
this will all be at Boardman Park. Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay. Yep. And from your information, Saturday, May 7th.
Yes.
From 11 a.m. to 6 p.m.
Yep.
All right.
With a rain out.
Yeah, we are holding May 15th as a rain date, just in case. You know, this, you like, as you said, this time of the year.
Snowing on May 7th and 90 degrees on, you know, so
yeah.
You never know. That's excellent. So that sounds like a great time. Boardman Park, if you have not been there, is a fantastic place. Literally just a little bit down from the Southern Park Mall, right next to the shops at Boardman Park. And this park that you guys are fundraising for is actually, you said, going to be inside Boardman Park.
Inside of Boardman Park, yes.
Okay. Do you know the locations of that, where that might be yet?
It'd be hard. It's hard for me to kind of pinpoint, but it's, if anyone knows where the Masters Pavilion is, it's going to be near that, back in that area.
Okay.
So we're really looking to make that eye popping over there.
And,
you know?
And I mean, in Youngstown and the surrounding communities, we are very, very lucky with having, you know, Mill Creek Park, but Boardman Park, for those that might not be from Boardman or the Youngstown community, is a beautiful place to go visit. And this park will just add to that.
Yeah, so absolutely.
It's going to be great, great. So how can people, let's say, you know, let's say someone that's watching this right now or listening, maybe they're not in the best, most athletic shape and can't go out and hit a home run, but they want to get involved. You know, Vicky, I know you're kind of the fundraising guru here. So how can someone get involved, whether it maybe is to volunteer or financially, or how can they help?
So we do have vendors that are coming there. So you can sign up to be a vendor. I think we have over 20 vendors so far.
Okay.
We have a t-shirt that we're putting together, and there's going to be a $50 sponsorship that you can go on the back of our t-shirt.
Okay.
And we have monetary. You can always monetary donate at any Huntington bank or on our Facebook page.
Or website.
Yep. Our website.
Okay.
Donations from concessions.
Yeah, we're going to have concessions. So if anybody wants to donate to the concession stand, then we can have that at the park that day also.
Yeah, yeah. Our basket raffle.
Raffle.
We have some really cool donations so far. So we're going to have a really nice basket raffle.
And we're still taking donations for that.
Yeah, we're still taking
Who doesn't donations. Love basket raffle?
Exactly, right.
Some people go to events just for the basket raffle.
Yeah, and that's, they're more than welcome to.
Yeah, we'll have lots of good stuff for that. And then like Vicky was saying, monetary donations, their website is amazing. If you go on the website, you just click and you can make a donation.
Okay.
And there's a lot of really nice t-shirts that you can show your support, yard signs. You guys have all kinds of stuff.
Mm-hmm. Bracelets, everything.
Yeah.
And what is that website?
RowansMemorialPark.com.
RowansMemorialPark.com. Okay, great. And, you know, right there, you can kind of find everything. You know, I kind of checked it out, and it's very nice site, by the way.
Yeah,
they put it together. And tell us about, you guys have another fundraiser coming up with the Easter holiday coming up. Tell us about that.
Yeah, we actually do. We call it our breakfast or brunch with the Easter Bunny. It's our second annual. We had one last year. That's this Sunday, April 3rd at Stone Quarry Banquet Hall, which is right outside of PA. It's 10 minutes from Struthers.
Okay.
It's going to be an event where, you know, kids can come in. You, depending on the time you choose, will be either breakfast or lunch served to you. So you'll get a meal. And I shouldn't just say kids. Adults are obviously more than welcome. They come enjoy the meal as well. You know, you come in, you're going to get a free picture with the Easter Bunny taken, professionally taken. It'll be emailed to you. There'll be all kinds of crafts to do. We'll have an egg hunt. Anything I'm missing on that? Basket raffle.
Another basket raffle.
Who doesn't love a basket raffle?
Yeah.
Well, last year we had to like kind of tone it down a little bit because of COVID, and we couldn't have.
Mm-hmm.
So this year was kind of funny because people reached out to us and said, is it going to be the same? We loved it because when your group came in, we kind of put them at the table, fed them. They had their picture taken. Then they went outside and then their basket raffle. And people loved the fact that the kids were in their own little group.
Well, you mean they went outside and did
the egg hunt. Yeah. I'm sorry. And then, but people loved it. So that's how they wanted us to do it again this year. So that's why when you sign up, you have a time slot, you come and you'll be in your own little
Yeah, and those tickets are still available if anyone wants to sign up. Rowansmemorialpark.com. Just click on events and purchase your tickets and book your time. Yeah,
that's great. Yeah, so you know, I know a lot of parents that watch us, that would be something that definitely interests them.
Yeah, that's just what we try to do. We just try to get events that, you know, get everyone involved, especially the children. Give them something to do in honor of Rowan.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So let's go around one more time, like for anything you want to, you know, either shout out or ways people can get in contact with you guys if they want to help out. So Vicky, can we start with you? Like, how can people one more time reach out to get in touch if they want to, you know, be a part of the fundraiser or, you know, donate to the cause? I know you kind of just said it, but right. we're reiterating.
We're on Facebook. We have Rowan's Memorial Park Facebook page. We have Remembering Rowan. There's another page that you can join. That's got some, we put all of our events in there also.
Yeah.
My phone number is everywhere.
It's pretty out there.
Text her, call her.
Text call anytime of the day. But yeah, so that's
keep them before midnight though. Keep them before midnight.
Oh no.
Yeah. For me, I'd say, yeah, same thing. Rowan Sweeney's Memorial Park on Facebook. You can, you know, you follow our page, like and follow, and send us a message. We have Justice for Rowan Sweeney and Remembering Rowan groups on Facebook. Website, you can email us on the website. Or, you know, if you find me on Facebook, David Sweeney, you can shoot me a message. And, you know, just anyone that wants to reach out, anything you can think of, we'd be more than welcome to hear any opportunity. And we're always, you know, looking for more opportunities and just so thankful for everyone who has supported and continues to support us this far. People, local businesses, organizations, I mean, everything. I'm so appreciative for Rowan. I'm so thankful for it.
We are lucky to live in such a great community that everyone can kind of support each other and, you know, make this cause something very, very special.
Yeah.
One thing I want to ask you before we kind of close out here is I know you had mentioned, you know, obviously the park right now is the main focus. So the park and going forward, what are some of your future maybe goals with this memorial fund for Rowan?
Well, that's a great question. You know, there's endless opportunities that we can do and we will look over and decide which are the best. But just some off the top of my head. I would love to help children in need. I would love to help children who have lost their parents. I would love to help parents who have lost their children. I know scholarship funds, those are always great. And, you know, we will look at all those opportunities of what we can get into. But just those are the things off the top of my head. But I'm open to anything that I just want to help. I just want to help people, help the community, help make the world a better place in Rowan's name.
Absolutely. Let's get this park done, and then we'll cross that bridge soon. Absolutely. After that. I'm looking forward to seeing what you guys can accomplish. And, you know, David, especially, I want to thank you and all of you guys for coming down, sharing this. You know, I couldn't imagine, you know, I have a three-year-old of my own. I could not imagine, but just want to say your bravery is shining through, and thank you on behalf of, you know, myself, Joe, everyone that's watching for, you know, keeping Rowan's memory alive and helping others that might be going through something similar. So we appreciate all of you guys for coming down. Make sure to get involved with this and help these guys out. And because this is not just for this fundraiser, this is for a community and to make everything a little bit better than where we found it. So give me that website one more time.
Rowansmemorialpark.com.
All right. Thank you. So Vicky, David, Matt, and Patty, thank you guys so much. And, you know, reach out if we can do anything for you guys in the future.
Absolutely. Thank you for having us.
Thank you for listening to this show on Youngstown Studio. If you like our programming, we invite you to subscribe to our YouTube channel, follow our Facebook page, or subscribe to your favorite podcast platform like iTunes or Spotify. This is original Youngstown.